You guys are the tip of the spear, and guys and gals, sorry.
John Berry, the director of the Office of Personnel Management, acknowledging the inaugural graduating class of the LEAD program. That stands for the Leadership Education and Development Certificate. Berry says the 7 LEAD graduates represent the start of something special for OPM and the rest of the federal government.
You all have really made an incredible commitment. Over 2 years, they have had to take 5 courses in 4 different thematic areas. And that's why it took 2 years to get them to this point. So they're our first graduates from this effort. But there are over 200 people right behind you who are already enrolled in the course. You know, the exciting part is the volume that's going to come behind you. And one of the most important things I hope you'll do for us is, as the first people through here, you know, we're not pretending we've nailed this, that we've got 100% right. We can always do better. And so we want your feedback as to what can we do? Where were the weak spots? You know, what can we patch up? What can we strengthen? How can we make this better for those 200, the 400, the 800 that will come behind you?
Kay Ely, OPM's Associate Director for Human Resources Solutions, says the LEAD program was created to answer an important need.
We launched it in 2009 in response to the agencies asking for a roadmap of leadership opportunities and a list of critical courses that they need to prepare themselves to deal with these many leadership challenges of the future. The LEAD certificate is tangible proof of a federal employee's commitment to continuous improvement. And we like to call it the good housekeeping seal of approval for our LEAD certificate holder who has completed the development courses required to perform at that next level of leadership. Our LEAD graduates here today have spent over the last 3 years completing a comprehensive, competency-based curriculum of 5 courses. LEAD consists of 4 different learning tracks tied to the leadership categories recognized government-wide. We have team and project lead, supervisory manager, and executive. We designed LEAD to serve also as a succession planning tool for agencies and supervisors to better manage their workforce.
We caught up with 2 of the LEAD graduates to ask them about what it means to their jobs to get the certificate.
Edward Melton III is the Deputy Chief of Commanders Planning Group for the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, where he works with foreign liaison officers that serve on staff from Brazil, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Israel, Italy, Japan, Korea, Spain, and the Netherlands.
I work at a 4-star headquarters down at Fort Monroe. I work for U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, so we are pretty much in charge of making sure General Dempsey, who is my boss, is prepared for everything he has to do. We create his narrative and help him build a strategy for the command. And what the courses have helped me do is kind of apply some of the learning, the vision, the creativity that come with the techniques that I've learned in some of these courses that have really gone a long way to making me more productive and actually allowing me to build teams of people who can get the job done.
Walter Kennedy has served in the office of the Secretary of Defense in both the Policy and Intelligence Division since 2001. After taking the LEAD program, he put a simple lesson into effect, asking his direct reports what potential awards suited them the most. Their response, after a momentary surprise at being asked at all, was very enthusiastic and increased morale almost instantaneously.
My job is in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and we look at classified science and technology policy issues, which can lead us in a great many directions. We have a variety of career and contract people who work for us with different disciplines in their background. And we deal across agencies and academic institutes and things like that. So we're kind of widespread. The specific activities vary depending on what the given projects might be.
Do you feel as though the training that you received in the program puts you in a situation to navigate that a little bit better?
I think this has been a wonderful course. It's very well put together. Many of the speakers are people with primary knowledge of the issues that they're talking about. They're still very motivated. They're still very animated about their topics. The interchange in the classrooms is terrific. The selection of the personnel who attend from the various agencies kind of add to it all. It's really wonderful after doing the same thing day after day to where you don't remember whether you actually went to the office that day when you get off the metro, to sit in an academic environment for a little while and have an exchange with high-level members of other agencies and find out that your problems are the same and very different at the same time. And yet the quality of the people can be really awe-inspiring.
That's Walter Kennedy, Deputy Chief of Science Technology Policy at the Pentagon, interviewed by intern Rachel Stevens. The next class of LEAD program graduates is expected to receive their certificates from OPM approximately 1 year from today. At the Roosevelt OPM Headquarters Building in Northwest D.C., I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.